Dellingpole, Don't Blame Boris for the Remainer Establishment Coup. By James Dellingpole on October 16, 2019. Apparently there's been a breakthrough in the Brexit talks. Or then again, maybe not. I'd say that till any deal is done and dusted, there's almost no point in discussing the latest Brexit shenanigans, let alone in attempting to make any predictions of what will happen next. Why? Because the Remainer establishment, that liberal elite which is determined to kill Brexit at whatever cost, is making up the rules as it goes along. When, for example, Boris Johnson thought he'd be able to get Brexit through by proroguing Parliament, a perfectly legitimate measure which has been used plenty of times before by prime ministers in a similar bind, including one of Johnson's most aggressive critics, John Major, the Supreme Court simply declared it unlawful. How was the Supreme Court able to do this while providing next to zero precedent for justifying this decision? Because, being the Supreme Court, it can. It has arrogated for itself the same powers that, say, Kim Jong-un has in North Korea or Xi Jinping has in China or Emmerson the Crocodile Mnangagwa has in Zimbabwe. This can be summed up as, whatever we say goes and there's not a fat lot you peasants can do to stop us because we are the law. Ditto, the Speaker of the House, John Bercow. Bercow has simply ripped up the parliamentary rule book, referring to parliamentary precedent when it suits him, ignoring it when he doesn't, wrested all power from the government and handed over control of parliament to anyone and everyone who supports Remain. Then, of course, you've got the EU itself, which has no intention whatsoever of allowing Britain to secure a meaningful Brexit. You also have the ghost of Remain impasse in the form of the Fixed Term Parliaments Act engineered by Remainer Nick Clegg and Remainer David Cameron. This act is what is making it impossible for Boris Johnson to call the general election Britain so badly needs to deliver on the people's wishes. Given all this, I'm slightly puzzled by the comments I read here and elsewhere from angry Brexiteers stamping their feet and saying how disgusted they are with Boris's negotiations and how convinced they are that Boris is going to betray Brexit. Do any of the people saying this stuff have any idea what a bind the government is in right now? It's not the government's fault that the Fixed Term Parliaments Act exists, that the EU negotiators are hostile and unhelpful, that Theresa May spent 3 years essentially negotiating for Remain, that Bercow is a wrong-on, that thanks largely to Tony Blair, Britain now has a left-liberal judiciary fiercely biased towards Remain and with unprecedented powers thanks to the Supreme Kangaroo Court. This is why Boris is trying to get a deal, any deal, through because it's better than the alternative, which is no Brexit at all. Is this a happy state of affairs? No. Does it make one's piss boil at the vile skullduggery of our cheaty, slimy, anti-democratic, liberal left, corrupt, mendacious, bullying, scum-sucking establishment? Of course. But next time you feel like ranting about the betrayal of Brexit, at least direct your righteous fury towards the right targets. We have all been victims of an establishment coup. A narrow, arrogant elite, unrepresentative of the country they are supposed to serve, utterly contemptuous of British traditions, of fair play or indeed of democracy itself, has grabbed control of the reins of power and there's not a damn thing any of us can do to stop them. Not legally, at any rate. Because these bastards are the ones making all the rules.